Morning Madhouse, don't stop. Yeah.
5.8 WVG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's another Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Today's hot, yeah, let's go see. It's going to be right near 90. It's going to be another hot one today. Already starting off kind of warm this morning. 73 degrees, slight chance of rain, about a 15 to 20% chance of rain and showers. For later on this afternoon, little afternoon thunderstorm threat, but nothing too major. And it's going to be a great weekend, too. We're going to talk about that later on this morning. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, what's up, Miss Jessica? How you feeling?
I'm good. How you doing?
What's up, y'all? You good?
You know what, Larry? Boy, yesterday I was mentally drained. I posted on my Facebook page, I can't keep up with the headlines. They're coming down so fast. Mm-hmm. So much is going on. The charging of the officers yesterday, the Ayanna Dior video yesterday, the RNC video, the press right here. I mean, the protest right here in North Carolina, and the internal investigation with CMPD. It was just coming down so fast. I was like, I can't keep up. I am tired. I can't keep up. So I'm trying mentally. I am drained. So I'm just trying to recover off of that. Sometimes it becomes information overload.
All right. Also in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to the comedian Burbank.
I say good morning.
Everybody on the north.
Good morning.
South.
Good morning.
The east.
Good morning.
And the west.
Good morning.
What's up, Bert?
What's happening?
I'm good, man. How you feeling that morning, big dog?
Feeling good on this Thursday morning. You know what I mean?
You straight?
I'm good, bro.
Yeah,
you good?
Yeah, I'm all right. Niggas, I'm good. I'm all right. You know, I told you my friend was shot and killed on yesterday morning. So we had to go, you know, see the family, talk to the family yesterday, and, you know, see his mama, man. That's, woo. We had to do that one in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we got it. We doing something real big in his honor. He was a part of a program that he started right here in Charlotte. Gloves Up, Guns Down program that he started right here in Charlotte. So we're going to do a ride for him on Sunday. We're doing a big cookout, and we're doing a big big boxing match. That's what he was about. So he had one plan for this Sunday, so we're going to continue with that and make sure it happened for him. So we'll be doing that. So we in the process of putting that together for the rest of the weekend, in the midst of protesting, in the midst of feeding the homeless. So like Jessica said, she a little tired. I really ain't tired, though. I feel refreshed. At the same time, I feel still kind of down, man. It was just a sad day yesterday, man. But, you know, you gotta get back to it and get back to the grind and get back to serving your purpose. So that's what I'm about. That's where I'm at with it, big dog. But Nike made a mistake.
Nike?
Yeah, Nike made a mistake.
Uh-oh.
And they shipped me 2 boxes of Flints. So if anybody out there needs some Flints, holler at your boy. So they made a mistake. They shipped me 2 boxes of Flints.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that?
Lim?
Wow.
Say no more.
Well, hold on, Larry. Let's talk about that offline.
Okay.
Let's talk about that offline if they're size 11.
All right, just holler at me then.
Let's talk about that offline if they're size 11.
Okay. I tried to call Burpee last night. He was acting cheap.
No.
You want
the guy? Let's talk about that offline.
Okay. I got it.
No, Larry. Let's talk about that offline.
I got you, Jessica. I hollered at Burpee last night.
You've actually known me longer, so let's handle that offline.
I asked Burpee last night. So you next. There
nah,
you go.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Thank
nah,
you.
Too late.
Thank
it's too late. It's too late. It's too late now. Too late now, Burpee.
Thank
check
you.
Your cash out, man.
No. Return it, Larry. Return it. I mean, either way, you're going to get the cash, so.
Larry, check your cash out.
Either way, you're going to get the cash, so.
I like the guy. Tell him to holler at me, man. I was like, what God? Look at God.
Really?
God.
I can't believe they sent you 2 pairs. That's
two?
Crazy.
Is it two?
Now, listen, so, you know, if you got a doorbell, you know, the video doorbell, you get the alert. So I got the alert yesterday. So I get to the house. I see 2 boxes. I was like, so I open the first. Open the second. Oh, looked at the credit. Okay, all right. Well, dang, it ain't my fault.
Charge you for one?
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't mad.
Yeah, man. Holler at me.
Yeah, let's talk about that offline.
All right, but other than that, man, welcome back to the Morning Madhouse. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Like Miss Jessica was saying this morning, we got a lot of stuff to talk about this morning. We're going to talk about it all. We got Governor Roy Cooper. He's going to be stopping through the Madhouse via telephone in the 8 o'clock hour. So it's going to be an action-packed Madhouse as always. But first off, saw a disturbing video, and I heard you talking about this, Miss Jessica. You mentioned it. In your opener, you was talking about the Ayanna Dior, that's how you say her name?
I believe so. This video,
I don't know what was going on in the beginning of this video, but what I saw as I continued to watch was hard to watch. It was definitely hard
to watch. Well, they say that there was a fender bender. That's what led to this whole thing. There was a fender bender.
Right.
She hit a car.
Right.
And Ayanna Dior is a transgender.
Right.
But I like you, Larry, when I saw the video, didn't know the backstory, didn't even know that she was a transgender. And it is hard.
It's hard to watch.
The way
that this mob is, this was a mob of people. The way this mob of people was attacking her and then ran her into the store. And then they went in the store and they was telling the store owners, make her come out, make her come out. It's like, what are we doing, people? Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? It's just disgusting. It was disgusting to watch. It was hard to watch, and it was disgusting. That video was hard to watch. We're going to be talking about this in our 6 o'clock hour. Drew Brees' comments was hard to listen to. And then Trina, our very own, not the Diamond Princess. Not the Diamond Princess. Not the Diamond Princess. I was like, come on, man. Not Trina. Of all people, Trina? I was shocked by this one. A lot of stuff don't shock me, but I was shocked by this one yesterday. Because I just couldn't believe it was coming out of Trina's mouth.
If you are familiar with this story, like Larry said, we're going to be talking about it a little bit later on. But she is actually supposed to be addressing her comments at 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, because...
So in about two more minutes, she's supposed to be addressing what... this whole controversy.
Well, see, at first she backtracked and said it was edited. It wasn't edited. And Trick Daddy was laughing. I mean, he wasn't laughing at the time, but he's been like, he was trying to quote unquote save her from her own comments. But she stood on what she said. And then she went further and further and further. So then she tried to say it was edited. We do radio. It wasn't edited. And if it was edited, then you and your producers need to box this morning. When you go into work, because they do morning radio in Miami. They have a morning show in Miami. If it was edited, then you and your producers need to box this morning.
I think so. What happened was not her comments on the air, but what was put out for us to hear was edited. That's what she's saying. Like, so what the part that the blogs are pulling, that part was edited. And if you listen to it, you can hear that it's sort of cut up just a little bit. But still, Trina.
You said what you said.
You can't edit that much.
You said what you said.
Yeah, you can't edit that much, man.
All right, man, let's get the morning show started. We're going to be talking about that in our 6 o'clock hour, as well as what Drew Brees had to say. And I guess this is counts to your favorite celebrity week. That's what it looked like is going down this week. Today's inspiration and power word is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Did you?
The Madhouse. Every morning. Here on Power 98.
Another Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Didn't mention or didn't tell y'all about the charges that came down on yesterday coming out of Minneapolis. Came down yesterday.
Grammar police.
Huh?
I was saying to Burpee, excuse us, grammar police.
Oh, yeah, you know how
I
do.
Was asking.
I did ask him. I did ask him, but new charges that came down on yesterday, they upgraded the charges of the main officer. I forgot. What is his name?
Chauvin, or something like that.
His charges was upgraded to second degree murder, and the other three officers now all have been charged in this case.
Aiding and abetting.
Yes. Which is
felony aiding and abetting,
which is basically is a conspiracy charge. Basically what they gave them is co-conspirator charges.
Here's the crazy thing. All of them, including the original officer, all of their charges carry a maximum term of 40 years. So even though the charges are different, they are all facing 40 years in prison each. I also read a report, and I don't know if this is true, but the report actually came from a credible source, mm-hmm. that the officer Lane in this case said to the original officer, I think we should roll him over, and actually said that twice. I think we should roll him over. So if he did say that and hopefully if that is true, that will come out in the body cam video. That's going to change the game of this case.
Mm. Well, that's the newness to it. We're going to be talking about that this hour, as well as if you haven't heard what Trina said, if you haven't heard what Drew Brees said, we're going to be talking about that this hour as well, coming up inside the Madhouse. So get ready, get by the phone line, 570-WPEG.
Sometimes, Larry, you ain't even got to do your job. People do it for you.
Are you talking about just shut your dumb ass up, Liz? Ryder Rich, DJ Buster, High Fashion. It's Power 98.
It okay if I call you my pride of bae. I ain't no player, I just got a lot of bae. But let me tell you, I like you a lot, babe. I wanna start at the top and the bottom, babe. Now you want to shoot with the red at the bottom, babe. You know I like when you right at the top, babe.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag MHQOTD. Let's find out what that Madhouse question of the day is.
Let's talk about who. All right, Madhouse Nation, here is your question of the day. With all of these celebrities, some of them are speaking out in regards to what is going on across the nation, and some of them have remained quiet. We want to know, what is your expectation of celebrities during this time?
Mm. What is your expectation of celebrities during this time? You know what, Jessica, Burpee? I expect the celebrities who have always been outspoken to be outspoken. Like, if you always got something to say about, like, my boy, even though he opened his mouth, and most of the time he opened his mouth, he get in trouble. Boosie Badass. You know, he's always got a lot to say about what's going on. Celebrities like that, and celebrities that always got something to say, I expect them to not be silent during this time. I expect them to voice their opinion. Now, the ones who've always been silent and stood by and not said nothing about nothing, then I keep the same energy. That's all I'm going to say. I expect the celebrities to keep the same energy. Point blank period.
I expect the celebrities that are running around here and they want the money and everything like that. I definitely expect the ones that are always speaking out to speak out. I would find it very shocking that you speak out about everything else, but then you go silent on this one. But I'd also want the other ones to speak out. Mm-hmm. Here's where the problem lies. We make anybody a celebrity. We make any and everybody famous. And now we're expecting these crazy ones that really don't deserve it, that hold no value in the culture. We're like, well, what you saying? They ain't hold no value before. They weren't saying anything valuable before. So why I want to hear from you now? We got to stop making stupid people famous and celebrities. But you know, like you said, Larry, I agree. The ones that were always speaking out, I expect for them to speak out. And even if they have a difference of opinion, which we've seen here play out lately, I still want to hear what they want to say. Because you know that saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. I still want to hear the difference of opinion when you're speaking. All right. For those celebrities, too.
Okay.
I don't expect much of celebrities, to be honest with you, because they live in their own bubble. I expect celebrities to show their true colors during times like this. Mm-hmm. And it's coming out. You see who is for what. You see who are doing things just for clout. And you see who really don't care. Mm-hmm. So I just expect the true colors. I expect people to see celebrities for who they really are outside of what they have done or what they do.
The celebrity mask coming out for you. That's what you say. I got you. I got you, big dog.
We've seen a lot of celebrities speak out. We've seen people like Drake speak out. We've seen people like Rihanna speak out. But I have seen a call where they have said, hey, yo, where Kanye? You know, he's been so outspoken about everything.
That's what I meant by my comment. Like you've seen certain people. Hey, you seen certain people always got something to say about blah, 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 blah.
Where is Kanye? Where is Oprah?
Now, don't shut up now.
Where is Oprah during this situation? They're looking for certain celebrities.
Come here. You don't shut up now. So that's what I meant by my. That's exactly what I meant by my comment. All right, Jessica, what you got? I mean, how do we tap in?
Well, if you want to hit us up, head on over to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave your comments on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. What is your expectation of celebrities during this time?
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. You're more than it.
Yeah, check it out.
Talk to him, Trick Daddy. You're more than Madden House Classic Throwback. Take it back to 2001, Trick Daddy.
This is the life for me.
Today's high is going to be right in the 90, 74 degrees right now, and it's time to get that crazy news story.
That's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy. That's crazy.
All right, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Crazy news being brought to you by the Power 98 store. You want some Power 98 gear? You want some of that exclusive Power 98 gear? Log on to power98fm.com. The merchandising store is now open. All right, crazy news, man, celebs. I think it's canceled your favorite celebrity week.
Come on now.
Or your least favorite celebrity week, whatever you want to call it.
I like stuff like this.
We're going to start with Mr. Drew Brees. Drew Brees. He, for ladies and fellas alike who don't really watch football, don't know who the hell, you might know who he is, you might not. Drew Brees is the starting quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. Drew Brees has done amazing work in the New Orleans community down in New Orleans. Drew Brees, they had him on a Zoom call, and they asked him, you know, what he thought about what was going on, and his responsibility to his community and his responsibility to the NFL about to what's going on today. And this is what Drew Brees, part of what Drew Brees responded and said.
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country.
Let me play it one more time just in case you missed it.
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country.
Okay, so that came out on yesterday, and the NBA, NFL alike has trying to cancel Drew Brees. All right? And then back here in our own culture, in the hip-hop culture, the Diamond Princess, Katrina Taylor.
How old does the princess, how old you got to be for princess way off your
head? That's a good question, Burpee. Katrina Taylor, a.k.a. Trina, a.k.a. Whoop, whoop, pull over that thing too fat, a.k.a. you don't know now, like me. They have a radio show in Miami, her and Trick Daddy. It's called Trick and Trina in the Morning. They have a radio show in Miami. They were on their radio show, and they were talking about the protests that have been going on and everything that's been going on. They have a curfew in Miami. They asked Trina what she thought about it, and here is our Diamond Princess comments.
No.
Keep everybody off the street, these animals off the street that are running around in Miami-Dade County acting like they have escaped from a zoo. Lock them up at 5 p.m. so the streets could be nice and clean. That's how I feel. That means tear up our city?
Ain't nobody tear up no city.
That means tear up our, that means run through and tear up our stores and burn down our stuff and break in our stores. I don't approve of it, period.
Okay.
I don't approve of it, period.
Stop. I'm talking about black lives.
All right.
The black lives that matter, right? The same black lives that are taken from the hands of other black people, those matter too, huh? Like, all y'all fake for the protests and the fake. Oh, we so concerned about George Floyd. Half of y'all are marching. I'm not even caring about this man. People are just doing
maliciously. Everybody wasn't looting and burning up stuff. Mm-hmm. When the police get behind you and the red and blue lights come on, you're not supposed to be scared. You're not supposed to be scared.
I'm never scared. I have my license and registration and insurance. I'm not scared.
Damn it, Trina.
Jessica Burpee.
Oh, you know I got something for.
I need a commercial break right here. After that, not my damn Trina. What y'all think? Trina,
you can tell the people what they think.
Go ahead, I'm gonna let you tell them because I need a break.
It's a simple question today. What y'all think? What is going? What you think about what Drew Brees said? What Trina had to say? Call up here, let us know. 704-570-WPEG, or you can leave it on a voicemail 704-227-8788.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
On to power98fm.com.
Talking about what Drew Brees had to say, this is what Drew Brees had to say.
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country.
And our very own Diamond Princess Trina, here's what she had to say.
No.
Keep everybody off the street, these animals off the street that are running around in Miami-Dade County acting like they have escaped from a zoo. Lock them up at 5 p.m. so the streets can be nice and clean. That's how I feel. That means tear up our city?
Ain't nobody tear up no city.
That means tear up our, that means run through and tear up our stores and burn down our stuff and break in our stores. I don't approve of it, period.
Okay.
I don't approve of it, period.
We're talking about black lives.
All right.
The black lives that matter, right? The same black lives that are taken from the hands of other black people, those matter too, huh? All y'all fake for the protests and the fake, oh, we so concerned about George Floyd. Half of y'all are marching. I'm not even caring about this man. People are just doing
first
maliciously.
Of all, everybody wasn't looting and burning up stuff. Mm-hmm. When the police get behind you and the red and blue lights come on, you're not supposed to be scared. You're not supposed to be scared.
I'm never scared. I have my license and registration and insurance. I'm not scared.
570-WPEG if you want to comment on those comments. Megan Thee Stallion, Beyonce, Savage Remix, Pod 98.
Wanna smoke with me?
Pod 98, WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, man. And crazy comments came out yesterday. One comment from Drew Brees when he said this on yesterday.
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country.
And then Trina said this.
No.
Keep everybody off the street, these animals off the street that are running around in Miami-Dade County acting like they have escaped from a zoo. Lock them up at 5 p.m. so the streets can be nice and clean. That's how I feel. That means tear up our city?
Ain't nobody tear up no city.
That means tear up our, that means run through and tear up our stores and burn down our stuff and break in our stores. I don't approve of it, period.
Okay.
I don't approve of it, period.
We're talking about black lives.
All right.
Just the black lives that matter, right? The same black lives that are taken from the hands of other black people, those matter too, huh? All y'all fake for the protests and the fake, oh, we so concerned about George Floyd. Half of y'all are marching. I'm not even caring about this man. People are just doing
first
maliciously.
Of all, everybody wasn't looting and burning up stuff. Mm-hmm. When the police get behind you and the red and blue lights come on, you're not supposed to be scared. You're not supposed to be scared.
I'm never scared. I have my license and registration and insurance. I'm not scared.
Woo! She said so much. She said so much, Burpee and Jessica. She said so much.
No.
She said so much. I'm going to start with the people, man. Good morning. What's your comment, big dog?
Man, Trina got some nerve. She talking about lock them animals up. Don't nobody be saying none of that whenever she running around Miami-Dade County with them loving hip-hop cameras following her looking like an animal.
Hey, how you doing today? I think that is the craziest thing Trina could have ever said. She acting like she's not a black person. Because they don't care about if you got license or registrations when they pull you over. The only thing they concerned about is the color of your skin.
Okay. Let me say this. I've been pulled over several different times here in the city of Charlotte. I've been scared every single time.
But what?
Whether I had license and registration, whether my tag was out, no matter what I was driving, every single time I've been pulled over, I've been absolutely positively scared as a black man in America and a black man in Charlotte, America. For another black person to call other people animals is it baffles me, because you know we have been called animals ourselves. So why would you do that? And Trina, these same people that you're calling animals, was the same people that supported you when you was in the strip club, was the same people that supported you when you became an artist, was the same people that supported you and Trick Daddy when y'all got that, now that y'all have a radio show, that supported and said that you was, you know, a staple in Miami, the same people that supported you getting a day in Miami. These are the same people. These are the same people that you walks amongst in your community down in Miami-Dade County. And she said, keep the streets of Miami-Dade County clean. I ain't gonna comment on that. I'll leave it alone. Jessica, what you got on it?
You don't have anything to say about Drew Brees?
Oh, I ain't leaving Drew Brees. I thought I was just taking them one at a time. I was Trina first.
Okay. Okay. You want me to go now?
Yeah, go ahead.
So for me, and I've stated this from the beginning, I am not for the destruction. I am for the protest,
mm-hmm.
but I am not for the rioting and the looting. I'm not for the destruction of businesses and things of that nature. I think that we can destroy businesses another way, and that's by not shopping there. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, when we destroy businesses, we also take away jobs from us because we can't work and things like that. So I'm not for the destruction of businesses. So I agree with her sentiment in that manner. I do not agree with the way that she worded it. I don't agree with the calling of the animals and that. If for me, it was the license, registration, and ID part. Like, that's so naive to think that we as black people, that's the problem. We're riding around here and we don't have our registration and license and ID, and that's why police are killing us. Like, that's so not the problem. That's naive of you to think it and for you to actually say it. Like, that's my issue. I agree with her sentiment of like, let's not tear up our community. I've stated from the beginning that I'm not in favor of that. But the way that she said it, I'm completely against that, and her naivety towards the end of license, registration, and ID. Like, come on, Trina, come on. Like, you have to educate yourself on exactly what it is that we're really out here fighting for.
And my thing of it, do you have to call people animals?
Yeah, that's what I stated. I don't agree with her calling people animals or anything like that. But let's not act like we don't know. And we have been stating this from the beginning. We've seen this right here in Charlotte, that there are people that are planting themselves in here. We're out here peacefully protesting, and they've planted themselves in there, and they're tearing up, they're destructing, they're tearing up businesses and making these peaceful protests look bad so that we look bad.
Okay.
And those are the people that I have a problem with. And if those are the people that Trina is talking about, then I agree with Trina. Y'all can't be out here looting and tearing up our businesses and to make us look bad. Us look bad. And we've been talking about that since it started.
Like I said, she could have said she didn't have to cut. You could say, I don't agree. I mean, you could say what you want to say, first of all, but you don't have to say that, you know, you don't have to call them animals. You could say, I don't agree with what they're doing, but you don't have to call them
animals.
Exactly. Like, they got out of,
and
like
I stated that from the beginning.
Like,
I don't agree with the terminology.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. And a lot of times people say tearing up businesses in our community. Well, the thing about it is, if you don't own the land, you really don't own the business. You might own the stuff in the business, but if you don't own the land, you really don't own the business. So if you're paying rent, you really don't own it. So,
what if I'm working towards that? What if I have my business and I'm trying to build the money so that I can buy the land and I'm working towards that?
Well, you know what? We have a difference of opinion.
People have been throwing that insurance thing out left and right. It ain't that easy. It ain't that easy.
If you have a business,
I mean, what I'm saying is we have a difference of opinion on that. Me personally, for the most part, what I saw in Miami-Dade County, that was at Ball Harbor. Ball Harbor, ain't no black people own nothing in Ball Harbor. Y'all know what business is over there? Have you ever been there? There ain't no black businesses in there. I'm just saying.
Like I said, you know, and I've seen people that have said, you know, that they have no problem with it. I just have a difference of opinion.
Yeah, I got you.
I think that we can destroy businesses in another way.
Yeah, I got you. And me, and I feel like whatever y'all want, if that's how you take out your anger and frustration, like I always say, I can't hit you with a stick and then be like, well, you can't hit me back with a stick, or I can't pick and choose what you do to me once I hit you with something. I can't tell you how to hit me back. So if that's your anger, your frustration, and that's how you feel like getting it out, then so be it. What you got, Burt?
I got my comments at 18.
Are you going to save yours?
Yeah.
All right. Well, so coming up, man, we got more comments, and we're going to comment on Drew Brees.
We don't have time. I was going to say,
Drew Brees, WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, your Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
You got to comment 570-WPEG. And no, we're not leaving out Drew Brees, because Drew Brees. Mm. Drew Brees said this right here now.
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country.
And his own teammates has went in on him.
That's what I was about to say. There are quotes from one teammate in particular that is supporting him, and then quotes from another teammate that is like, nah, Brees, you're not going to be able to do that. And I actually have those quotes.
Yeah, and of course, it's a lot of teammates and people in the NFL, the NBA, sports figures all across the world are going against Drew Brees. And they put the picture out. They said, so Drew Brees, what do you mean by disrespecting the American flag? Because when Cap was kneeling, you knelt with your players. We got what y'all call it, Justin. We got receipts, Drew. We got receipts. So what exactly are you saying, and what do you mean, Drew? Because this fight has never been about disrespecting the American flag at all. And then that part of it has been said over and over and over again. We got more of your comments on the way. 570-WPEG. Summer Walker, Usher, come through. Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B, talking about Drew Brees comments, talking about Trina comments. And good morning, Toodles. Good morning.
Oh, Larry. Let me tell you something, honey. I ain't never had to wait on a man this long. But anyway, I digress. Anyway.
I hate him.
You better be glad I like you. That's all I'm going to say.
I hate him. What, Toodle?
You live on the radio, Toodle.
Big Beckers over there. Anyway, my first comment. If this country is founded on biblical principles, I thought we weren't supposed to pledge our allegiance to no inanimate object anyway. That's the first point. Second point, when has that flag ever represented African Americans? Never. Third point, he ain't all mad and stressed out and disrespected that Confederate flag that's flying all around Louisiana that totally disrespects black people, which makes up over 80% of the NFL. You can ride the coattails of black men. They can make you successful. Oh, you love them then, but when it's time to come stand for them, then you're all mad. And on top of that, our ancestors built this whole thing for free. We can stand on top of the whole damn White House if we want to. And you know what? I'm a 49ers fan, and I have been a 49ers fan forever. And when his ass plays this year, I'm going to tell all my boys, because I know a few of them personally. One of them is my cousin, but I ain't going to tell his business. But anyway, I'm going to put another mark on his big-ass forehead. Oh, ugly self.
Well, let me ask you this, Toodles. I don't know if you played sports in school. You probably played
Just go, Larry.
Let me ask you this. Do you think, I mean, and I want to call one of my NFL homies and ask them this morning, but, you know, they I don't know. But do you think his teammates are going to play for him this year? And what I mean by play for him, do you think the African-American athletes on the team that disagree with him, who some have spoken out against him, do you think they're going to play for him and want to play with him this year?
Them yellow back weak Negroes will be out there front and center, probably be at his house tonight. They don't stand for nothing but a check.
Mm. Okay.
Mm. I wouldn't play for him. I'd be ready to cut his little tail out. That's what I'd be ready to do, ugly self, big old hammerhead self.
Thank you, Toodles. Thank you.
Forehead so big you can see it a mile away.
Thank you, Toodles.
Thank you, Toodles. Them and that flag and them rednecks. Tell them Toodles said it. Come see me.
Bye, Toodles. Bye.
Because I got something for
you. Bye, Toodles, bye!
I've been broke so many times, I don't know what to believe.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We're talking about Drew Brees' comments. We're talking about Trina's comments. I told y'all it must be Counsel Your Favorite Celebrity Week. It's definitely going down inside the madhouse. This was our crazy news story from today. And if you missed what Trina said and what Drew Brees had to say, this is what Drew Brees said.
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country.
And our Diamond Princess said this.
No.
Keep everybody off the street, these animals off the street that are running around in Miami-Dade County acting like they have escaped from a zoo. Lock them up at 5 p.m. so the streets could be nice and clean. That's how I feel. That means tear up our city?
Ain't nobody tear up no city.
That means tear up our, that means run through and tear up our stores and burn down our stuff and break in our stores. I don't approve of it, period.
Okay.
I don't approve of it, period.
I'm talking about black lives.
All right.
The black lives that matter, right? The same black lives that are taken from the hands of other black people, those matter too, huh? All y'all fake for the protests and the fake, oh, we so concerned about George Floyd. Half of y'all are marching. I'm not even caring about this man. People are just doing
First
maliciously.
Of all, everybody wasn't looting and burning up stuff. Mm-hmm. When the police get behind you and the red and blue lights come on, you're not supposed to be scared. You're not supposed to be scared.
I'm never scared. I have my license and registration and insurance. I'm not scared.
Ooh, I got my license and registration and I ain't scared. What's y'all comments this morning inside the madhouse? Good morning.
I understand everybody's talking about the protests and then getting violent, but who's to say it's all black people, though? You know, you still got the white people who dressing up as black people out here doing the same thing. If they were doing it, robbing banks and committing the murders, who's to say they ain't doing it in the midst of the crime?
What's up with you? Okay, check this out, though, man. I'm with it, man. Tear it up. Tear everything up. I mean, I'm from Baylor Ford Road, man, and as you can see, they ain't touch Anderson's. That's a black business. They ain't touch the little black man clothing store next door. They know what they doing out there, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, them people ain't doing nothing for us. Nothing. Back in the day when I was young, you can go to the little mom and pop black stores and they'll feed you, you know, and your mom can bring the money back and you know what I mean? Because I grew up as a little kid with nothing. You can't do that with these Arab stores. Man, them people not giving you nothing. They just there to collect money. So tear it all down.
That's how y'all feeling this morning. If you didn't get your comment in, you can definitely leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Miss Jessica's on the way with your nosy neighbor news. And, of course, coming up at 740, hashtag Larry Mad.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry.
And the Floyd has been released, and some new things are coming out. Got details about that. President Barack Obama held a virtual town hall meeting. Check out some of the things that he had to say. And Summer Walker hopped on Instagram to call somebody out. Who was it?
Summer Walker probably called out Tory Lanez.
Okay. Scissor.
Scissor. All right. Find out who she is calling out. Oh, a little clap back. Okay, I ain't mad at you, Summer Walker. It's coming up next in your nosy neighbor news.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
That is on the way right after music from Party Next Door featuring Rihanna. It's called Believe It here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Yup, Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's another bit Larry the Morning Madhouse. And y'all already know what time it is, big dog. Big dog, big dog, big dog. You know what time it is. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
Mad.
Are we mad?
This ain't really to nobody in particular, but today Larry is mad at the hypocrites. Some of y'all are hypocrites. Some of y'all know y'all hypocrites.
And what who you talking about, Larry?
I ain't really talking about nobody in particular, but, you know, I mean, I'm talking about some people burping that are hypocritical. You know what I mean? You'll say, I ain't down with the robbing and the looting. I ain't down with the robbing and the looting. When some of y'all are robbing and looting the system today, some of y'all know y'all out there robbing and looting the system. And what I mean is, some of y'all know that y'all kids shouldn't be receiving free lunch. Some of y'all know that y'all shouldn't be having them EBT cards. But guess what? Y'all got them. Y'all robbing and looting the system. You robbing and looting the system, but gonna say you mad at the protesters for robbing and looting. Yeah. That's where we at with it today. Y'all hypocrites. That's where we at with it today. Some of y'all gonna say, I ain't down with the robbing and looting. I ain't down with the robbing and looting. But when they come through the hood with them the stuff that they robbed and looted, when they go in them stores and come through the hood with it, get what you doing? Buying it at the barbershop, buying it off the corner for the low. Some of y'all got TVs in y'all house right now. You know you ain't bought out of Walmart. Some of y'all got TVs in y'all house. You know you ain't bought out of Best Buy. Where you got it from? The hood, man. The hood hookup, man. That's robbing and looting too. So you can't be saying you ain't down with it when you participating in it. You can't say you ain't down with it when you participating in it. And yeah, it might be on a smaller scale, but hey, either way, you still down with it. You just trying to say you ain't gonna go out there and you ain't gonna go out there and throw no rock, or you ain't gonna go out there and go in the store. But you still down with it by supporting it. You know what? That's all I'm saying. Stop being a hypocrite. You know you down with it. It's okay. That's all I got for him today, Burpee. Why you laughing, man?
It's okay, bro.
It's okay. Y'all know y'all down with it? I ain't down with it. But let them come through. Let them come through with them TVs that cost $1,000 in the store, but I got one for $250. You ain't taking that? But you ain't down with it?
I'm giving you three.
Get the hell out of here.
I'm going to give you
No such thing. You know what it is. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Thank you, Incog, boy, for going in like you always do.
Yeah, Larry.
And y'all, he's way too
angry. Larry.
Calm down.
Come on.
It is time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Come on.
Sometimes I have them thoughts.
You know when you get a little antsy? You can't wait to get something out. That's how I feel right now. I'm going to go ahead and get straight into it. It's Thursday. Y'all already know what day it is. Larry, hit my hot key.
No,
my hot key.
I think it's gone.
No, Larry, hit my hot key.
I promise you. Oh, there it go.
Shut your dumb ass up.
There it go.
Okay.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Let's bring it back. Y'all already know
Shut
it's
your
Thursday.
Dumb
One of my favorite days of the week. Larry, hit my hot key.
Shut your dumb ass up.
All right, let's go. Straight off the rip. Drew Brees. Hold on. You know what? We taking this to football terms. Blow the whistle. Flag on the damn play. I need to review the tape. I'm challenging the play. Review the tape. Hit the tape, Larry.
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag. Disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country.
Oh, hell no. After reviewing the play, we, the Negro community, have decided, Drew Brees, that it's a picture on the internet of you kneeling, dummy. Why would you even come out of your mouth and say that at this time and moment right here, right now? Drew Brees, all that head you got, and that's the best thing you could think of, that was one of the dumbest, not one of, that was the dumbest comment that has ever come out of your mouth. Then you said, my father, he fought in the war. Blow the whistle! Flag on the plate! This ain't about your damn granddaddy! My granddaddy fought in the war too. And you know what he did? He came home to water hoses and dogs. You know what your granddaddy came home to? He came home to your ignorant ass. Hit my hot key.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Okay. They're going to have to put a Drew Brees rule in the NFL this season, Larry, because they're going to be headhunting his ass for saying that stupid stuff. Hit my
hot
key.
Shut your dumb ass up.
All right. That's it. I'm done with Drew. Next on the list. Trina, the baddest chick. No, you the dumbest chick right now. You can't be coming. You talking about you ain't scared to get pulled over because you got your license and registration. According to you from the year 2000, you ain't scared to get pulled over because your ass too fat. That's why you ain't.
No.
I'm never scared. I have my license and registration and insurance. I'm not scared.
Oh, okay. No, we know why you ain't scared, because you're going to throw that ass in a circle for the police officer. That's why you don't care nothing about your license or your registration. You're going to call these people animals. Larry, hit my hotkey. Shut your dumb ass up. Call these people animals out here running out in these streets. I bet you won't call them animals when they was coming in the strip club throwing them dollars at your dumb little funk ass. You won't mad at that now where you hit my hotkey.
Shut your dumb ass up.
You got a song talking about look back at me. Look back. Yeah, we looking at you, but it's with a side eye now. We don't trust you, Trina. We don't like the comments that you made. Hit my hotkey.
Shut your dumb ass up.
You from those Miami streets. I don't get it, Trina. Like, for real. From the black people. The black people coming to you. Trina, that was very insensitive, number one. Calling those people animals. That's what white people from the Jim Crow era, from the slavery era, that's what they've been calling us for years upon years. And now you want to act all, you want to act like you're better than them because you got money now? You came up off of them people, Trina. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget how you act on Love and Hip Hop when you was throwing a fit because you mad at Trick Daddy for working with another female. Let's not forget about that. And first of all, your only claim to relevancy right now is a beef with Kaya that don't nobody give a damn about. Hit my hotkey.
Shut your dumb ass up.
That's all I got on. Oh.
Pull over, that's too fat. Pull over, that's too fat.
Shut your dumb ass up.
I hate you.
And those from Burberry Stock. Think about it.
What you thought?
No cap.
823 Nosy Neighbors. We have been talking about Drew Brees and his comments all morning long. Well, some of his teammates, they have been speaking out about it. One in particular is supporting him. His name is Marcus Davenport. He said, Drew wasn't talking about the current protests, the riots, or really anything besides his feelings on kneeling during the national anthem. He also goes on to say he even explained what they were, the basis, and that he actually stands with us. Do we have to entirely agree with him? No. Well, there's another teammate, Cameron Jordan, who isn't exactly feeling it. He says everyone's entitled to their opinion, but this ain't it. Does it seemingly denounce the focal point of the intent, the intended kneeling was meant for? Yes. So some of his teammates are speaking out. We want you to speak out. Our Madhouse question of the day is, what is your expectation of celebrities during this time? Not just Drew Brees, not just Trina, but celebrities as a whole. Head on over to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, and leave your comments there, or you can leave them on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is. Quick.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Roy Cooper.
Hey guys.
What's up, Governor Roy Cooper? How you feeling this morning, man?
Well, you know, it's a tough time out there across our state and our country right now. A lot of frustration and anger, rightfully so, and I'm feeling it myself. So I think it's a time for us to pull together and to attack this systemic racism that we see in so many levels of criminal justice and healthcare and education, and maybe this tragic death of George Floyd can make the real difference that we're looking for. I've heard people say, like I've never heard before, people that I didn't even believe would say this is wrong and we ought to do something about it. And I just hope we can. I'm gonna do everything that I can to provide the leadership that we need. And I hope I didn't bring it down too much for you.
No, because that's exactly.
I don't want to bring it down, but I right now I think everybody is really focused on some serious stuff here that we got to deal with.
And absolutely. And I saw that you sent out a tweet where you said that people are definitely more important than property, because a lot of people have been talking about, you know, the protests and people burning buildings and people vandalizing buildings. And I saw a tweet that you put out that you said, you know, people are more valuable than property. Speak on that, Governor Cooper.
Well, we know that this killing was unjust. And, you know, we instead of, over the last couple of days, instead of the injustice that's here and the issues that we have to deal with, instead of that, we're hearing about tear gas and riots and property damage. And that may drown out the very reason that people are in the streets in the first place. And we need to make sure we say loud and clear that people are more important than property, that Black lives do matter, and that we've got to keep the central focus on the issues of the day. I think most everybody believes that the violence should stop. I've talked to so many community leaders and ministers and others who are leading protests, and they don't want things to get violent. They want to have strong voices that are being heard, and so we just can't let all this other stuff. Yes, the violence needs to stop. We need to do that. And now I think we're getting better about it. Everybody's got to have a part in this, but we got to keep the central message front and center that things need to change, and that we've got to go forward here.
Governor Cooper, I saw your letter yesterday that you sent to Republican leadership about the RNC coming right here to Charlotte, North Carolina. And then we heard the response from Donald Trump basically saying that, well, he's going to be forced to find another place to have the national convention. Let me say, number one, thank you. Thank you for putting the health of Charlottesians and North Carolinians ahead of the dollar. Mm-hmm. I really, really appreciate you sticking to your guns and not being bullied by the president, because I think that's what he attempted to do, because what you were saying was not essentially, hey, you can't have it here. It was like we might need to revise the plan now that COVID-19 has hit the world, and specifically in high numbers in Mecklenburg County. So thank you for that. What is your response to Donald Trump when he has responded saying, now I got to find someplace else to go?
Well, it's unfortunate that they were not willing to scale things down and to make the changes necessary to keep the health and safety of the people at the forefront. You know, even the president himself, since March, has not had any rallies where there are a bunch of people jammed into an inside arena. And when you're talking about jamming 19,000 people in the Spectrum arena, you're talking about the potential for significant COVID spread. That they even asked the Republican governor of Ohio yesterday about bringing it there, and he said, we wouldn't want to put that many people inside. You know, inside is more of a chance of COVID spreading than when people are outside. And when you put that many people together, it's a concern. So what I said to them, and when I talked to them, look, we're willing to scale down this thing. We're having the same kind of conversations with the Panthers and the Hornets and people who want to have concerts in arenas. Everybody understands that we've got to scale it down and that we've got to take actions to protect people's health. And this COVID-19 issue, you know, it sort of goes right into what people are concerned about with the protests that are happening now. The healthcare disparities are significant in this state and this country. And when you look at COVID-19 deaths, 34% of them are Black North Carolinians, which is disproportionate to the population. So what we got to do here, we've got to put health and safety at the forefront. You know, we're willing to deal with them about what a convention might look like, but it was like, you got to guarantee us that at the end of August we can have all of those people in that arena, and we could not give them that guarantee. I'm maybe some governors across the state will, but they're really rolling the dice with the health care of their people if they do.
Mm. Governor Cooper, let me ask. I want to ask you very straightforward. What can we do? What can leaders like yourself, other governors, what can you do to stop police from killing unarmed black men?
You're going to hear some proposals from my administration very soon. You know, I think everybody needs to step up and look. I think we've got to have more independent examination of how things are done. And I think that there has been a lot of questions asked among law enforcement right now. We got so many amazing, wonderful law enforcement officers who work so hard across this state and who are hurting about this tragic death. But we know that there are many, many other deaths. We know that there are many, many other unlawful stops and questioning. And so I think that this kind of incident that has occurred can make us be able to try to find solutions, training, awareness. People have got to step up and make real changes. I heard I appointed the first black woman as Chief Justice of our state Supreme Court. She gave a moving speech yesterday about trying to tackle systemic racism in the criminal justice system. I think we've got now a synergy where we can try to bring in all kinds of folks to make some real changes. I saw something this morning I was walking in the room and the television was on, and it was George Floyd's little girl. She was on, I think, her uncle's shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
She was saying, "My dad changed the world. My dad changed the world."
Yep, that was former NBA and player Steven Jackson.
Wouldn't that be something
if
we could do that? And so I think, you know, another thing we can do, if we have to realize it's not just one thing. It is poverty. It is lack of housing. It is lack of equal economic opportunity. It is lack of equal educational opportunity. It's lack of health care coverage. And all of these things, I think a lot of these frustrations boil up. And that's why you see people who are so frustrated and angry, because all of those things are involved in this. If we're going to make our society better, we've got to make sure that everybody has access to quality education and health care and justice at the end of the day.
Governor Cooper, what can we do here in North Carolina as it relates to, you know, this is going to be election year? What can we do as far as helping voters get out to the polls when it comes that time?
Well, I'll tell you, one thing that would help me would be a better state legislature. And we have a lot of races across this state where I could end up getting a better legislature. I'm having to play defense on some things. For example, I cannot get this legislature to expand Medicaid. The Republican leadership just continues to block it. And here we are in the middle of a pandemic, and you've got a million people who have applied for unemployment, and you got people losing that health care already. We had over a million people without health care coverage in our state. You're going to add more to it. I think every person deserves health insurance. I mean, this is a basic thing, and we can close this health care coverage gap. We can get a better General Assembly. We can get that done.
No.
And, I don't know how political y'all want to get, but, I mean, we've got a lot of races out there for the state legislature that are going to be really important in North Carolina. And I'm up for reelection too, but I'm also working to get a better legislature to help us do these things we need to do.
Now, Governor Cooper, I've been one here in the Madhouse. I've been asked, I see the protest, I hear the protesting, but I'm one of those that keep protesting. I get it. But what is the next step after the protest? What do we need to do to actually get the change done, to get the systemic racism to stop, to get the way that black people are treated stopped? What's the next step after the protest?
Well, President Obama would say, as he said to when he mentioned something that the crowd didn't like, the crowd booed. President Obama said, "Don't boo, vote." I think this November's election is the most important of our lifetime. And you have to have political leaders in place who are willing to make the change. And we got 5 months to go. And there are probably, it's never been more stark difference between candidates out there in so many races across our state. And this North Carolina is going to be a swing state in this presidential race. And, you know, if we have somebody in the office of president who understands that we need to have peacemakers and we need to have people who are willing to move forward and take tough action and ask tough questions and question the system and move forward in a way that can bring us together, that's what we need. I'd say that's the most important thing that can happen right now.
Governor Cooper on the line with the Morning Madhouse. Thank you so much for being here. What is your message to North Carolinians that are upset that the RNC will not be here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and feel as if you caused us to lose out on the money that's attached to that convention?
You know, I think a massive outbreak of COVID-19, which is something that is a very real potential, could end up being a worse economic effect on North Carolina than this. And remember, we want the convention to come to help the economy of the area, but we want it done in a safe way. And, you know, there still may be an opportunity for, because I think the RNC is on a little bit of a different page from the president on this thing. And I would say that there's still a potential for them to hold some of their business meetings and having some people coming into town for that. You just won't have the big rallies and the big speeches that you might otherwise have. And I'll tell you this, we're out recruiting jobs right and left to come to North Carolina, and the Charlotte-Mecklenburg area is hot for that. A lot of people across this country, when we're working on getting our economy to bounce back, I think this will be a great place for people to go. Guys, I'm going to have to run. I stayed on longer than I want, but I like talking.
We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for being willing to talk to us.
Thank you.
Well, you got it, guys. I look forward to being able to get back in person one day.
Thank you, Governor Ruck Cooper.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, it's Janae, and I rock with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse because I only rock with the best, of course.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You know, Obama held a press conference, a Zoom press conference, and a lot of y'all might have missed it. So we wanted y'all to hear some of the things that Obama was talking about. And here it is inside a madhouse.
Historically, so much of the progress that we've made in our society has been because of young people. Dr. King was a young man when he got involved. Cesar Chavez was a young man. Malcolm X was a young man. The leaders of the feminist movement were young people. Leaders of union movements were young people, the leaders of the environmental movement in this country and the movement to make sure that the LGBT community finally had a voice and was represented were young people. And so when sometimes I feel despair, I just see what's happening with young people all across the country and the talent and the voice and the sophistication that they're displaying. And it makes me feel optimistic. It makes me feel as if this country is going to get better. And so I hope that you also feel hopeful, even as you may feel angry, because you have the power to make things better, and you have helped to make the entire country feel as if this is something that's got to change. You've communicated a sense of urgency that is as powerful and as transformative as anything that I've seen in recent years. Just remember, this country was founded on protest. It is called the American Revolution. And every step of progress in this country, every expansion of freedom, every expression of our deepest ideals has been won through efforts that made the status quo uncomfortable. And we should all be thankful for folks who are willing in a peaceful, disciplined way to be out there making a difference. There is a change in mindset that's taking place, a greater recognition that we can do better. That's a direct result of the activities and organizing and mobilization and engagement of so many young people across the country who put themselves out on the line to make a difference. And so I just have to say thank you to them and for helping to bring about this moment and just make sure that we now follow through. Because at some point, you know, attention moves away. At some point, protests start to dwindle in size. And it's very important for us to take the momentum that has been created as a society, as a country, and say, let's use this to finally have an impact.
This your girl, Sandria, and I rock with No Limit in the Morning Madhouse every morning on my way to work.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks. What do you have to say? It go down in
the DM. No Limit, Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Hey, stop! Hey, stop! Okay, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what it is inside the matter. I'm sorry. We here on our lives, on our Instagram and our Facebook Live, and it is they people. Y'all crazy in the morning. I did not know that y'all wake up with all these jokes and everything. Where is this been at? All right, but it's time for your Madhouse question of the day. Ms. Jessica, what was that Madhouse question of the day today?
We wanted to know, what is your expectation of celebrities during this time? And my homie Lex Bibbs commented,
Lex Bibbs,
it was one of my favorite comments of the morning. He said, we expect the right things from the wrong people. And I agree completely. Joyner Jr., aka Steve, Lil C, Joyner over there at Johnson C. Smith, he said, I don't expect anything from celebrities. They are celebrities. Drew Brees, I don't agree with what he said, but it's dialogue, and that has to happen even if we don't agree with it. These are conversations that need to happen in relationships. The only way couples get through tough times / arguments is by conversation. We are going to have to talk to the other side. It's inevitable if we want change. Still right now, police, you got to change the killing. It's got to stop. Lead yourself. You know right from wrong.
My boy, Bubba, a.k.a. BB Politics and Culture, he said, man, I don't expect nothing. These same people, when they make it out the hood, vow to never go back and insult and talk down on everybody still trapped in it, including their own family like dogs. Last time I checked, they ain't building no schools or buying neighborhoods before they get gentrified and breathing life back into these communities. It's every man for themselves. The Queen Pilot said, bring awareness and be open to having uncomfortable conversations. On the other hand, I'll read that later. Shout out to my girl, Javi Phillips. She said, I just made a post about this. She said, if you're an influencer, a brand celebrity in that space, speak up. And this could be with funding, standing in the gap with messaging or something. But please do not be silent. Please say something. DJ Chuck T said, man, they all kind of let me down right now. I expected a lot in this day and age, but they ain't saying, you know what.
Blaze by Chris said, be an entertainer. Entertain me. That's it. James Barrier, nothing. Make movies and entertain me. Queen Doll said they should have been involved in their own communities, building them, but I expect even more now. Good morning, be blessed. Share the Great said exactly, showing their true colors. We have zero time to explain the cause to people who don't give a damn.
All right, man. You know, the voicemail is always open. It always takes your comment. 704-227-8780.
704-227-8780.
What they hollering about?
This is Mr. What the Hell. Did y'all know Monday that Orange Bastard said he was going to deploy troops in our cities armed with bayonets? That is a sword, a knife, or any sharp object attached to the end of a barrel of a gun. Right there show me he don't give a damn about nobody. How can you send the troops out to harm protesters that pay your salary, Orange Bastard, and the military? Right then and there, every branch of the military should have protested against his ass. When somebody gonna step up and challenge this lawless, incompetent, so-called president? And those officers getting arrested in Minnesota is not enough. The two that was on his body, with the other man that killed him, they should be charged with murder along with the charges that they received yesterday as well. and No Limit. I love that whistle y'all playing. Donald Trump, shut your dumb ass up. Drew Brees, shut your dumb ass up. Trina, girl, that ass too fat.
Nah, Miss, what the hell? Trina getting the smoke too. Nah, she ain't getting no pass, even though she got that fat ass.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What the hell is going on here? What the hell going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, June 4th. The county medical examiner released George Floyd's full autopsy report, and it shows that he tested positive for COVID-19 on April 3rd, but was asymptomatic. His manner of death is listed as a homicide, with Floyd suffering cardiopulmonary arrest. Other significant conditions listed on that autopsy report include a history of heart disease. Because remember, there have been two. The one that the county medical examiner did, and then a private one that the family did, that states that George passed away of asphyxia.
Man, this whole thing is sad. And, you know, the more and more information come out about it, you know, it's just, it gets deeper and deeper. And an update to it, a lot of people just waking up. You might not know that they upgraded the charges of the main officer, and the other three officers were also charged in the case.
Yes, yes. They upgraded it from third degree murder to second degree murder, and the other three officers have been arrested and charged with felony aiding and abetting. Now, the problem for me is, let's stop throwing all this extra stuff in there. He died of COVID. He died of a heart attack. He died because he was being strangled.
Well, like, you know, when they do an autopsy report,
he couldn't breathe.
Yeah, but you know, when they do an autopsy report, everything is included in that. That's just how I go.
I get it. I get it. But let's, you say that type of stuff to sort of take it off, take your eyes off of what really happened.
Well,
we can't deny what we saw with our own two eyes.
Absolutely. But you also know on the other side of that, you know, that there's going to be a defense. And of course, the defense is going to use some of that stuff in their defense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, our forever President Barack Obama, you just heard audio. He held that virtual town meeting yesterday. One of the things that he said during the meeting was, to bring about real change, we both have to highlight a problem and make people in powerful positions uncomfortable.
Absolutely. And that's what the protesting is about. You know what I mean? To me, like, you know, you gotta make people uncomfortable. You gotta make people want to talk. I don't think had all these protests across the world, had they not been going on, I don't think they would have moved as quickly as they moved to, get these officers charged, and not just one, but all four of them. So I say, keep pushing. Let's keep going.
Lizzo has a message for Joe Biden. She took to TikTok. Which is problematic. But she hopped on that social media page to sing a song about the black vote. She's seen with her hand extended as she signifies that she's holding the black vote in her hand while singing, "You're gonna have to do more than, to get it. You're gonna have to go out and earn it." Lizzo captioned the post with Joe Biden's Instagram handle.
Well, TikTok is a big platform.
TikTok is a big platform that does not allow you to use the Black Lives Matter filter or tagline. It's got a lot of racial things that are going on with it.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know that. Thank you.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are going on with TikTok and their treatment of African Americans and the racist posts that they allow.
Mm-hmm.
And the racist and the post that speak to Black Lives Matter that they pull.
Oh, I didn't know that. Thank
and
you
take off
that.
Of their social media.
All right,
media
well, platform. I ain't got a damn TikTok anyway.
Yeah.
I ain't TikToking in a damn way. But thank you for telling me that, Ms. Jessica.
You know, while I get it and I understand, I think that it's late to have this message. this type of message should have been going out in the primaries when we were trying to pick our Democratic candidate. You know, all of them are gone. Why weren't we saying this when Elizabeth was running and Joe was running and Bernie was running and Kamala was running and Cory, when all of these members were here running? Where was that message?
Because nobody was killed then.
But even before then, Diddy started this whole rhetoric. And I just think good. That it should have come out a little bit early. While I understand and I get it, this is late.
We operate in phases.
That's my issue with it. I get it, but it's late. It's not timely at all. Summer Walker hopped on Instagram to encourage people to support black businesses, stop giving money to companies who don't support black people, and to take issue with police, not the innocent. She said her record label, now we're not sure which one she's referring to, told her that the statements that she was making were too sensitive. She said, "I never got a call about clapping my ass in panties. Am I surprised? No. Disappointed? Yes."
Mm. Okay, Summer. All right, Summer Walker, stand up for it then.
Okay, Summer Walker. You know, all right. Happy birthday to Quincy Jones Jr., EJ Johnson, our angry intern Tavares, and Madhouse family member Winston Robinson, a.k.a. Wilmo. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
The neighborhood. Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.